God made the world in 7 days. Well, that's 1 week to be specific. Well, that's what I call scientific. Say hallelujah, sing his praise, 4042 B.C. On Monday, August 27, he made the earth and sky and heaven. Then he checked out at 503, then he made Adam and then Eve. A garden for them to inhabit. The apple right where Eve could grab it. And I got proof because I believe creation science 101. In the beginning it begun. And you're just beginning to educate yourself when you shun evolution. Then Cain and Abel, he begat. And they begat all of the rest of us. Which means they must have been incestuous. I'm gonna have to pray about that. There might be sinners in this class who might believe in Charles Darwin. I guess that's just their loss in Arwen. Because I'm gonna flunk their ass if you make Genesis your text. You'll laugh at Darwin and what he sees to be the origin of the species. Because he's just plain oversexed. Creation science 101. You ain't no monkey's great grandson. You've got a research paper due about the 50 reasons to shun evolution. Then don't let him hand you that old jive about survival of the fittest. That notion don't pass the bullshit test. Cause look at me, I'm still alive. God made the world just like it is. He made the fossils just to tease us. Old bones to test our faith in Jesus. Yeah, this'll all be on the quiz. Creation science 101. Now Armageddon, your homework done. Because when this semester's through, it's straight A's for students who shun evolution. The kids get such an education when they shun the heretical theory of development on life over millions of years by means of spontaneous genetic mutation. Let me do this John Prine tune.